Time now to talk a bit of rugby union, and our expert is in the studio, TK, Matty Burke.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Burke. Morning. How are you, mate?
I'm well. I tell you, you know it's winter at the moment, don't you? It's cold outside. That's when you just got to tuck in, watch the footy, and just enjoy everything, don't you? That's going around in downtown wintertime.
Yeah, we do, mate. We do. Downtown wintertime is better here in Sydney than what it was in Canberra.
Yeah, it is.
I got a text the other morning from my daughter, who's living down there at the moment, and she said it was -6.5.
-6.5.
Wow.
May as well round that out to -7 then, wouldn't you?
Well, it'd be a little bit frostier for the Waratahs if they hadn't qualified atop the table. Now, can you take our listeners through the scenarios? Yeah. I'll go over these on Monday. How good can it be? They go through anyway, right?
Yeah, correct. They can look for the clean sweep this weekend against the Brumbies, against all the Aussie teams, which is quite good for them. Tangeli Nairavoro, if he scores one more time, he breaks a record for amount of tries for the Waratahs. But the Waratahs sit on top at the moment. Crusaders, thanks for coming. They're well and done.
Best team in the comp.
Correct. Now, the Waratahs sit on 44 points at the moment, and the Lions are on 41. The top two are guaranteed that home semi-final, or home quarters, you could say that. So Waratahs must win this weekend to guarantee that. The Lions also are playing and on 41 points. If they win and the Waratahs lose, they could leapfrog them, and then the Waratahs then sit in that sort of, you know, where do I go type scenario. So they've got a really good chance to get that ANZ Stadium, pardon me, Sydney Football Stadium, under their belt and have a home crowd. So they've done pretty well all year, but they need to finish it off well against the Brumbies tomorrow night.
Plus you force another team to travel.
And
we don't actually quite know where they're coming from. So
And that's the other call as well. So you look at the way it's set out at the moment. So say Highlanders 6, Jaguars 7, Rebels 8, Sharks 9. The Sharks, if the Rebels win tomorrow night, they then are guaranteed a spot. But then if they lose, then they have to work out who's going to win between the Sharks and the Jaguars. So
I've got a headache.
Mate, we'll get a whiteboard out and we can really sit down there.
Why don't we just have who has the most points is on top and who has the next?
Well, that's that conference system, Laurie, that they've done and they've given.
You want me to judge it?
Yeah. And they've given. You can't make it that easy. Come on. And they've given the top billion each conference a straight automatic and home quarterfinal, and then everyone else sort of fits in the mold after that. So it is quite convoluted. And then obviously we've got three test matches thrown in there as well. So that sort of threw a spanner in the works and now they've got to get back into it. But it's interesting, one of the boys the other day, Tom Robinson, and by the way, have you seen his cauliflower ear? Get online and check it out. They're calling it an extra person that they've got to get another passport for.
Postcode.
So he's actually just sort of said, hey, why don't we just go back to the old, you know, home and away type stuff? You know, what was done early days. Now, I know you can't do that because there's too much money involved in sort of, you know, this system and where they are at the moment. But sometimes it gets a little confusing. What we have to work out there is that the Waratahs will be in there somehow. It'll be a big game tomorrow against the Brumbies in Sydney and looking for that clean sweep, as I said.
Waratahs, then, have they got the team to take out the overall title?
You know, when you look at the way Crusaders are playing, you'd probably say no. You know, and then the permutations again, Laurie, if they lose and they then may have to come up against the Highlanders. The Highlanders are a good outfit. They beat them this year, though, as well. But they are a good team. And you look at these Kiwi outfits playing against each other. I don't know if you saw that that try last week. Maapi scored 4 tries, I think it was, last week against the Highlanders. But Beauden Barrett caught this intercept from a line out, flicked it back on the inside, and then just sort of, you know, just started doing the finger in the sky type thing. So it's just another level at the moment. But they can compete as long as the errors aren't there. They need to be on song, though.
I want to ask you, Berkey, though, we just mentioned how good those Crusaders are back to their sort of glory days. Yeah. $1.50 to win the overall title.
Yep.
Hurricanes, you've just touched upon, $6. Waratahs are third at $11, and the Chiefs are $15. Mm. Is it worth a speculation, or you like the Crusaders? I know that.
True. It's like cup football, isn't it? You look through this World Cup of soccer, and you just think, you know, the curveballs that can throw in there, and whenever you're playing that one-off game, anything can happen. You know, pressure gets to people, but you know, the way if you're looking, you know, crystal balling it, looking for a couple of weeks ahead, you're looking the way the Crusaders are playing. They are red hot at the moment. You know, yeah, they can.
And they get the home finals and all that sort of stuff.
And if you're correct, if you get that run, you just keep going on that run. It just makes that a little bit easier. Yeah, Crusaders probably to take out the title. Looking at it right now, but you know, Waratahs. As I said, looking for the clean sweep. They've scored the most tries most points per game in 35 in the Australian Conference. So, you know, they're travelling well in a season that has thrown up a few curveballs as well. Good to have a full complement of players for these boys as well. But, you know, the Brumbies, they can actually get there as well. You know, they can sort of, you know, by numbers, they can.
They're unlucky last week, the Brumbies.
Yeah, they were. They were
the Hurricanes.
They were. You know, just. It's about that consistency, though, Loz. At the moment, you know, when you look at the conferences, you know, the New Zealand teams are certainly a step above. And we've seen that in the way they've played in that New Zealand series against France just gone past. They're another level up. And they've always has been. They've always have been. But, you know, if you keep competing, it just makes you feel okay if you get that win.
Just a quick one, too, to finish on. It's a long way from the glory days of the 10 Network when I was involved there, but you two guys are now little teammates.
Oh, team buddies. Mate, Lozza comes in.
You start tomorrow, mate, on Sports Tonight.
Sports Tonight, Sunday night, Sunday TK. Night. 9 o'clock. After MasterChef.
9:15, I think it is, mate, by the way.
After MasterChef.
He'll be early.
I want people to tune in early.
He's on Vince Lombardi time. I love it.
Early, mate. I get here 4:30 of the morning. Very well prepared.
What's 15 minutes? Exactly right.
I get there early for the makeup, mate.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. She's already warned me, the makeup lady. She said to Josh Gibson and I the other day, and Josh Gibson's a very, very good-looking man.
Good-looking lad.
He was in the chair for about 5 minutes. I was in there for about 15. Berkey's in there for 3.
Yeah, I
said, why am I in here a little bit longer than the others? She said, you need it.
You need it.
You need it.
Yeah, good luck with it all. Thanks, Berkey.
Good on you, boys.
Go the Waratahs.